dancing in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with Let's Find Out. Listening to one of my very favorite songs by William Vitale is called Open My Eyes to the World. Well, tonight's going to be an interesting night because we are approaching the week in August, which is going to be a most difficult week in many, many ways. It is a week when Mars conjuncts Saturn, and it's going to be very interesting to see what that does. And of course, we have one of the best astrologers in the world, Chiron, and he is our guest tonight. So he not only is going to be talking a little bit about what's interesting in astrology, but he's going to be answering your questions. So if you want to call in and you have a question, you need to give me your first name, your birth date, your time of birth, what city and state you were born with, and where you are located now. That's what we need. The dial-in number is 888-429-5471. Again, I'm going to tell you it's 888-429-5471. Good evening, Chiron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Good to talk with you again.
It's good to talk with you, too. So let's just talk a little bit about what's happening this week.
Oh, well, you just sort of nailed it. By talking about the approaching Mars, but I will add another dimension here. We have been experiencing a Saturn square Neptune for some time, and Saturn has been moving back and forth around 10 degrees, I'm sorry, of Sagittarius, squaring Neptune. And Mars, as you mentioned, is coming up to conjunct Saturn, but it will also square Neptune at the same time. And to add a little bit more drama, the solar eclipse is going to fit into that square also.
And that's on September 1st.
Yes, and that adds a whole different dimension.
It's getting exciting.
Pardon?
It's getting exciting.
Well, it certainly will get exciting, and we have seen a very dramatic year. You know, we started out the year with the Uranus-Pluto square. We've added the Saturn-Neptune square. These are 35-year and 80-year, if not even longer, cycles, and we have seen a lot of drama on the world stage, and one of the most bizarre presidential elections in history.
Well, we're going to be getting back to that, Robert, but I do have Barbara from New Jersey on line two. So let's speak with Barbara and see what she has to say for a moment.
Okay.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes, hello. How you doing, Elizabeth?
And can I have your birth date and time and where you were born?
Yes. My birthday is November 6, 1953, and I was born in Teaneck, New Jersey.
And what time?
11:53 p.m. at night.
Oh, okay, great. So Chiron's going to be casting your chart. Why don't you tell me what your question is, Barbara?
Okay, well, I'm going through a temporary financial crisis right now and would like to know where or from whom I'll be getting the money to pay my mortgage until my Social Security disability income is approved.
How are you doing, Chiron?
Well, I'm in the process of beginning to set up this chart. Of course, you know that I have to go into my software to do it. So, Elizabeth, maybe you can pull a card or two for her on the same question while I'm about to pull her chart.
And Barbara, are you in Teaneck, New Jersey? Where are you in New Jersey?
Where I'm living right now?
Yeah.
I live in Tuckerton right now in South Jersey.
Oh, Tuckerton. Okay. I was hearing that. tea for some reason. I'm just going to take a look and see what kind of guidance I can get for you while he finishes that. Well, you have a struggle. And it looks like there is a gentleman around you that might be able to help you a little bit. I don't know whether it's a banker or whether it's a friend, but it is could be somebody that you work with or you're working around. But you do have a struggle. However, you will make enough money to, you will get the money together for the September 1st mortgage, if that's what you needed to know.
Yeah. No, I guess for the next couple of months, what I'd need to know. It's going to be a couple of months, I think, probably before my disability is approved.
So your disability should take about 45 days. So, Chiron?
Yeah, I'm here. I just pulled her chart, and I'm looking at what's going on. She has a stellium in the ninth house with quite a few planets there, one after another, almost all conjunct, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, the Moon, and the Sun. And it is beginning, those planets are beginning to be in opposition to transiting Neptune is moving up to oppose that stellium. And it's going to hit each of those planets one after another. That is coming from the fourth house, which could bring into play real estate, home. You could find yourself moving. Ninth house is where those planets are posited are legal issues, so there could be some legalities involved in that. So what you the topic that you raised looks like you might have a few challenges coming up. That's what my first impressions are.
Are you working now?
Well, I can only work 20 hours a week. I'm trying to be approved for Social Security disability, and they will not let me work anymore. You know,
I
have physical issues too. Yeah, so
I do see a gentleman here that will be helping you in some way, and so that you certainly can know is coming ahead for you. And I want to thank you for listening and thank you for the call. And we will be giving our websites for you to follow up later on. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Kathy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, hey, Elizabeth. Barbara. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Chiron?
Yes.
I think you have her chart.
Okay.
Tell us your birthday, Kathy, please.
February 11th, 1955.
Yes, Kathy, what can I answer for you?
Chiron, I've had a difficult last 10 years or so, and I'm working very diligently on a good living situation and a more secure and lucrative financial future. Do you think this is possible for me to really start to unfold in the very near future?
The first thing I'm looking at in your chart is that transiting Saturn is still traveling through your second house of finances. And it is about to be conjuncted, as we mentioned at the top of the show, by Mars. So Mars conjuncting Saturn in the second will bring a setback. You are going to experience a little bit of a financial setback. Probably in the next month to 2 months, or something unexpected like a bill that would appear that is unexpected. That's my first impression. Once Saturn moves out of your second house, and that should be in about 6 months, without looking at the ephemeris to see the exact date. Then things will be better because Saturn is the planet of restriction in your house of finances. Once it moves out of that second house, your finances should improve dramatically, I would say. What other question did you say was focusing on finances, because that was what I heard first from you?
Well, I'm just, you know, I have just secured a good living situation, and I just wanted to make sure that I would be able to maintain that financially.
Well, what I'm seeing for you, Kathy, is that there's a lot of hard work ahead, but I do see signed papers, and somehow those signed papers are going to bring you some unexpected money, and I'm going to tell you that's about the third week in September.
Oh, okay.
So does your job involve signing papers concerning money? Is it lucrative?
I do have a real estate job, but I do have to supplement that right now. So that could possibly be something in real estate maybe that you see.
Yeah, I'm feeling it is real estate, and I'm feeling that something's going to come through, but there'll be a delay in payment. I guess that's normal for that.
Yeah,
it takes
sometimes
time.
All depends.
It takes time for the money. How about you, Tyron? Do you see anything more for her?
What I'm feeling, it's kind of strange because it involves my namesake planet, and that's Chiron, which is actually a comet caught between Mars and Jupiter. And it is in her fifth house, and it is trining Uranus right on the midheaven, and Uranus rules the fourth house of real estate. What I'm feeling is that you'll have a benefit from are you dealing with clients in your real estate business at this particular point? Are you helping people in real estate?
I don't really have a backlog of people to help right now. I need to put myself out there a little bit more again. I just have a few little rentals here and there scattered, but nothing big on the horizon yet.
I think there's a benefit coming from somebody that you're going to engineer assistance for. So maybe somebody calls or walks in the door that needs a new living environment that you're going to help, and that will pay off later on.
That's great.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Back.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mimi
Thank
from
you.
Seattle is calling. Mimi?
Elizabeth, and hello, Chiron. This is Mimi in Seattle.
Hi, Mimi.
How are you all?
Wonderful. Thank you.
This is very exciting for me.
Mimi, when is your birthday?
10/16/53.
What time are you born?
8:45 a.m.
And where?
Dayton, Ohio.
Good.
Dayton, Ohio. Okay.
So while he fixes your chart, can you tell me what your question is, Mimi?
Yes. My question is move, and I've worked with Mark Dodich, and I have my general locations mapped out from
you know when the move is going to be?
Astrocartography. Well, I haven't. It's up in the air. So my current plan is to move out of my rental, put things in storage, and just spend time at the family cabin. And I'm wondering when something may present itself from my chart that would indicate a good time to purchase a home, to find a place to settle.
Well, you know, I pulled a card or two for you, Mimi, and I'm getting that you will have all your wishes, but it's going to take some careful management, and I'm seeing 2 months. So for me, it was going to be mid-October. That's what I'm getting psychically. Let's see if Chiron can pinpoint it a little bit better.
Give me one more minute. Yeah.
I'm feeling that you're moving east. Are you going to come more east than Seattle?
I was thinking a little west of Seattle.
And where is that?
More towards Bellingham area.
So it would still be in Washington, the state of Washington?
Still in Washington, yes, Elizabeth. But East Coast has always been at the back of my mind. I've been bouncing between the
two. Not even saying East Coast. I'm just feeling, I just get the word East. I don't know why. There seems to be a new circumstance that might be coming. That's not going to be till after the first of the year that will benefit you into another move. So this first move might be a general move, and then you make more of a permanent one down the road.
Okay. Very good. I'll put my 2 cents in for what it's worth. You're about to have Jupiter just crossed over your midheaven, and you're another individual this evening who has a stellium. You have four planets in your 10th house. Mars, Venus, Saturn, and Neptune, and Jupiter is about to conjunct each of those in turn.
All right.
And what it will do is it's invigorating the houses involved for the rulerships, and one of them is the fourth, and the other one is the second. So within the next year, you will have a series of positive events that are happening for you in a number of different areas, better financial situation, a better living situation, and even a feeling of a new energy about yourself physically. Although Saturn is now moving into your first house, so it will make you a little bit more serious about the way you approach life and about the way you approach everything in your life. So you look at everything more circumspectly, more with more discipline, but that doesn't mitigate the fact that you're going to have all these benefits coming.
And Mimi, remember, keep your chin up. Jesse, you might feel a little discouraged now, but remember, the whole world is feeling this energy that's coming. This is warring energy. It's warring and it can be dangerous. So, you know, we're going to watch what's happening overseas and we're going to watch what's happening with the election. And let's send some prayers out for love, peace, and harmony. But I do see that your second move might be purchasing property. And that feels real good to me. So thank you for calling, Mimi.
Thank you both very much for your time. Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Now we have Trish from Connecticut. Trish?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My birthday is 9/18/60 in Rochester, New York.
And what time, Trish?
10:48 p.m.
And what is your question tonight?
My question is about our construction project. Wondering when it will finish and if I'll find the right person to finish it.
Oh, so you've had trouble with construction and you've had delays. And this has been going on since March, Trish?
It has.
Yeah. So I know that there's going to be a turnaround and that it's going to get a little better for you, although it might be a little slower than you'd like. I'm feeling the name Henry, Hank. H-sounding name. But I'm also feeling that this is a younger kid that maybe is working in a construction company. Do you have a son, Trish?
I don't.
You don't. Okay, this is a younger man, feels like a son, somebody that you will be fond of, that is going to be coming along. So it's not an established construction company. It might be somebody who's out on his own. But you do have somebody new, and you are going to expand. You've been a little bit troubled with time and money. And don't let this person that's working for you now try to take any more from you. That's coming in real clear. The one that you're working with now,
yes.
Don't let them take any more from you, because that would not be good. But you will bring it into balance, and I'm feeling about, well, this is strange, but I'm feeling the first or second week of September. How about you, Chiron? How are you feeling about this?
I think I just made a mistake with her chart. Let me make sure that I'm pulling up the right chart.
Okay.
1 second.
Trish, how long is it a kitchen downstairs area?
No, it's brand new construction.
Brand new, you're building a new house. Well, that might be where they are now. How long has it been delayed?
3 months. So right now I just have a foundation.
Yeah, and Mars just went direct, so this is going to start again. Are they getting back to work now, or are they trying to push you off more?
No, I fired the contractor, and
oh,
I'm in the process.
Oh, good.
Refresh my memory on your question again, because there are some interesting things going on in your chart all at the same time.
She's building a new house. She has a contractor that let her down, and it's been since March that it's been delayed, and she fired him. She wants to know when she's going to get a new contractor and how long it's going to take.
Well, first of all, it's very soon. You have Leo on the cusp of the fourth with the sun in the fifth. Very creative environment around you. Transiting Jupiter is currently, right now, sitting on your sun. That's one of the more fortuitous aspects in astrology, Jupiter conjunct the sun. That rules the fourth. So I am about to tell you that I think that this is going to work out very well for you. That there have been changes around the home. You naturally, you have natal Uranus right on the cusp of that fourth.
She doesn't know what that means, Robert. See if you can give her more specific facts.
Well, with that natal Uranus in the fourth, she may have experienced changeability in her living environment over the years. So I'm guessing that you have not just had one home for a long period of time. You've changed home environments. And your home is very emotional to you because natal Pluto and the moon are both conjunct in the fourth. So this means you identify with your living space. But
Is this going to get started for her, and when will it finish?
It's happening right now. Jupiter is about to conjunct the sun.
But she has to hire somebody.
And she's going to find it relatively quickly. I'm getting a little feedback, so it's hard for me to hear, but one other thing is happening for you. You have Saturn just about to move into the seventh. So you could have some challenges with relationships. And that relationship isn't necessarily with your contractor or your builder, but it could be people around you that are close.
Anyway, okay. Trish, I'm going to tell you that I do feel that you're going to be pretty happy as we go into September. And I hope that you'll check our websites and email, and we can follow up on this later on.
Thank you so much. I will.
Thanks for
calling.
You have
a good one now.
Now we have Joanne from Pennsylvania on line 3. Joanne?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Chiron, you have Joanne's chart already.
Okay, I just need to pull it.
And can you say your birthday, Joanne?
March 6th, 1963.
We have a lot of people who were born in 1953 on this evening.
No,
it must be a lucky year today.
It's 63, right, Joanne?
63, yeah.
Okay. What is your question?
I was just wondering how my finances were going to be in the next 6 months.
I would say a little bit tough because you have Sagittarius right on that second house cusp also. And that means that Mars and Saturn are in your second house, about to conjunct with the solar eclipse affecting it also and Neptune squaring it. So all of that tells me that you have some challenges for the short period of time. And that's in it's in the financial house. So I would expect you to I would be economic. I would watch my bills. I would watch my finances because Saturn produces a dearth of things. It can be constricting and restricting. And with Mars coming up to conjunct it in that second house, there could be an unexpected event also for you.
Thank you for calling, Joanne.
Okay. Thank you.
We have Donna from Maryland. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Yes, let's find out.
When is your
birthday? December 25th, 1956.
Oh, she's a Christmas baby. December 25th, 1956. What time are you born?
I believe it was 6 in the morning.
6 a.m. And where? City and state, please?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, Chiron's preparing your chart. Donna, tell me what your question is.
My question is about relocation.
Okay, are you expecting to relocate pretty soon?
Yes, I'd like to.
Do you have a direction?
Well, I'm going to stay in Maryland, but I need to have my own space.
I didn't hear you.
Have my own space.
Your own state?
Space.
Uh, Well, I do think that there is a sudden move coming. I do think there's a sudden move coming for you that you're not expecting, and it looks like it's pretty soon. Chiron, how are you doing?
I need another minute here.
Okay. Donna?
Yes.
Can you tell us when you plan, have you put your house on the market?
I don't have one. I'm trying to get one.
Oh, so you're renting and you're trying to get a house. We need to know where that is so that we can focus for you.
Well, I'm thinking about relocating my job. I'm thinking about possibly going to Laurel or to Bowie, close to Baltimore.
Baltimore? Outside of Baltimore?
Outside of.
Okay, there's nice towns in Baltimore. I know it pretty well. You are going to get one. I'm going to tell you that you've had trouble with money. I'm going to tell you that you've had trouble getting a mortgage, but there's a lady around you that might be able to help you through a reference or some kind of co-signing or something. There's a lady that's going to be helping you get a loan, and you will be at peace. I see you going to a banker. I see somebody supporting you and helping you, and I do see signing papers for a new house. Now, it might be one that you're directed to, which means that it's going to be, it could be like HUD housing, something where they tell you where you have to look and you go look there and then it does come through for you. Had you thought of that?
Well, I'm thinking about using my VA benefits.
Yes, VA benefits and HUD housing would work for you. And the woman that you're talking to, that I'm seeing you talking to, could be one of the ladies from one of those organizations that will help you through with the paperwork. And I feel really good about it. How are you doing, Chiron?
Well, I pulled her chart, and she has Uranus, another individual with Uranus affecting the fourth house, which means changeability. Chiron is about to conjunct the nadir. So she's looking for some place that can offer solace, consolation, where she can heal with Neptune ruling that fourth. Let me take a look here and see if anything strikes me as far as it's been very tough for you lately. You have just had Saturn cross your ascendant, conjuncting Venus and Saturn, which that Saturn conjunct Saturn is going to give you some tension. You feel as though lately you've been under a little bit of stress. Your question is, are you going to be able to get this new living situation?
Yes.
Yes, I think that is coming. You have a fortuitous grand trine in your chart. I don't know if anyone's told you that. When that is set off, it does produce fortuitous action, and it is being set off right now, although it is being set off by Saturn, which means that it's not going to come as freely. You're going to have to put a little energy into it. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to really focus on what you want, where you want, and the best circumstances, and then it will work out for you.
I think you'll be settled in a new home by mid-October, Donna. So I'm wishing you luck, and I think you're going to get a letter in the mail about this pretty soon, if that's what you're waiting for.
It sounds promising.
Well, anyway, thank you for calling in, and let us know. Keep us in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and my guest tonight is Chiron, the famed astrologer and reader, and we have been answering questions for people who have been calling the show. And Chiron, I'd like to know how people can reach you.
Well, I have a website, and it is called Astrological Perceptions. So that is www.astrologicalperceptions.com. And you're more than welcome to take a look at the site, and all the contact information is right there.
Oh, that's great. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. My website is new-visions.com. And if you'd like to call in to book a reading or to ask a question about booking a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. That's 201-934-8986. We're going to take a break, and we will be back after we listen to these few messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking dates for October through the end of the year. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Cosmic Tip. This week's Cosmic Tip is about astrology and the stars. It has some very basic information about how it all got started. In astrology, certain stars are considered significant. Historically, all of the various heavenly bodies considered by astrologers were considered stars, whether they were stars, planets, or stellar phenomena like novas and supernovas, or other solar system phenomena like comets and meteors. In tradition, the astrology nomenclature, the stars were divided into fixed stars, Latin stella fixae, which in astrology means the stars in other galactic or intergalactic bodies are reorganized by astronomy, and wandering stars, which we know of as the planets or the solar system. Astrology also treats the sun as a star, the earth, moon, as if they were planets in the horoscope. These stars were called fixed because it was thought that they were attached to the firmament, the most distant from earth of the heavenly spheres. Stars and astrology degrees. Certain of the astrological degrees were identified and known due to their association with a corresponding star. The astrological degrees that correspond to individual stars must be correct for the precision of the equinoxes, such as the astrologer must know when any given position of a fixed star was noted to make necessary corrections and adjustments. The zodiac. Traditionally, the most important fixed points in the heavens were described by the constellations of the zodiac. Ptolemy's accounts likens to the influence of some of the stars in the zodiac constellations to the planets that he writes about. For example, the stars on the feet of Gemini have an influence similar to that of Mercury and moderately to that of Venus. This is how we know which zodiac sign rules each planet or star. According to Nicholas DeVore, while the fixed stars no longer are consulted much in natal astrology, they remain important in aspects of astrological divination, just as judicial astrology. These astrologers who include them in natal charts do not give a major star any significance unless it appears as a part of a close conjunction to a birth planet within 5 degrees. They have no effect by means of aspect. A first magnitude or brighter star on the ascendant of your chart or the midheaven in the horoscope may indicate celebrity. Some astrologers that consult the stars refer to their effects as parent for short. Parentinalia are stars that fall upon one of four angles of the horoscope: rising, setting, midheaven, or the immune coli. At the same time, a significant planet is at one of those points. For example, if Cyrus was rising while Jupiter was on the midheaven, Cyrus would be considered a parent of Jupiter and could influence the way the astrologer interprets Jupiter in that horoscope. It is so interesting, and I know it's a bit complicated. Astrology takes years and years of study. Astrology and astronomy were archaically treated together and were only gradually separated when Western astrology in the 17th century came with the Age of Reason. During the latter part of the medieval period, astronomy was treated as the foundation upon which astrology could operate. Since the 18th century, they have come to be regarded as completely separate disciplines. Astronomy, the study of objects and phenomena originating beyond the Earth's atmosphere, is a science and is a widely studied academic discipline. Astrology, which I feel is also a science, uses the apparent positions of the celestial objects on the basis for prediction of future events, and it is defined as a form of divination, which is regarded by many as a pseudoscience having no scientific validity. For a long time, the funding from astrology supported some astronomical research, which was in turn used to make more accurate ephemerises for the use in astrology. In medieval Europe, the word astronomia was used to encompass both disciplines, as this included the study of astronomy and astrology, jointly, without a real distinction. This was one of the original seven liberal arts. Kings and other rulers generally employed court astrologers to aid them in decision-making in their kingdoms, thereby funding astronomical research. University medical students were taught astrology as it was generally used in medical practice. Astronomy and astrology diverged over the course of the 17th through the 19th centuries. Copernicus didn't practice astrology, not empirical astronomy. His work was theoretical. But the most important astronomers before Isaac Newton were the astrology by professors Tycho Brahe, Johannes Kepler, and Galileo Galilei. Newton most likely rejected astrology, however, and interest in astrology declined after his era, helped by the increasing popularity of mechanistic, cosmic, in the Enlightenment. Also relevant here was the development of better timekeeping instruments. Initially, for aid in navigation, improved timekeeping made it possible to make more exact astrological predictions. Predictions which could be tested and which could be constantly proved as false. By the end of the 18th century, astronomy was one of the major sciences of Enlightenment model, used in the recently codified scientific method, and was altogether distinct from astrology. So they separated. However, it is true that astrology is based on scientific matter because it is based on the movement and happenings within our universe. My favorite quotes that I authored is, astrology never lies. And it doesn't, as long as the reader of the astrology is clear and accurate with precision. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Cosmic Tip. Now, let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, August 28th, we have another wonderful surprise for you. Our guest is Frank St. James. Frank is well known for his psychic detective work. Frank has appeared on several of the top TV psychic shows, including The Psychic Detective and The Bio Channel. He is well respected and has found many lost people, lost items while solving mysteries. The psychic detective has worked with the police and the FBI for over a decade and usually pinpoints the answers to your questions like a bullseye. Frank is very popular and he is always having a line at any psychic fair that he goes to. People can't wait to talk with him. He is well respected and well loved. So don't forget to tune in next week to Let's Find Out, August 28th, 2016, and have your questions ready. We'll talk then. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, oh keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Too many nights, too many stars,
too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Welcome back to the show. And that was Perry Como singing one of my favorites, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, which is so appropriate because tonight we're talking about the stars. I mean the stars in the sky. My guest is Chiron, and we're going to return to helping people by taking phone calls. And also, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the presidential election. That's really exciting. And I think we have Michael on the phone from Georgia. Michael, are you there?
I am. Thank you for taking my call, Mrs. Joyce.
Absolutely. Did you have a question for Chiron?
I do. I am considering moving to California, and I wanted to know if you thought that this was a good move for me.
Michael, your birth date is July 10th, 1977?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, I'm looking at the right chart. And you have a number of planets currently moving into your fourth house, especially Jupiter. And Jupiter is there. And I would say to you that any move or change of residence at this time would be fortuitous. You're about to have Mercury come up and conjunct it, so you'll be talking to people about perhaps a living situation or a piece of real estate or an apartment. Venus will also join it, so you have the two most positive planets in the sky, in your horoscope, in the fourth house. So, yes, I think that any relocation, any move, any new environment, living environment would be positive for you. You do have other challenges coming up. I'll wait and see if you have any other questions and about other aspects of life, and we'll see where we go from there. Go ahead.
What other challenges do you see that I may be facing in the near term?
Well, the most pesky transiting planet is always Pluto, and Pluto in your chart has moved into the seventh. So there could be some strains in your relationship, either because of the move or because of a job situation. I would gather that with a move, you're looking at changing a job, unless the company is going to relocate you. And your everyday tasks ruled by the sixth house, which is also health. But I'm kind of feeling that in your chart, it's specifically related to the work environment. And Sagittarius is there in the sixth house. And Saturn and Mars are about to conjunct in your sixth house and sit right on your Neptune. And the Neptune in your chart rules the 10th house of career. So I'm not sure if you're planning to change a job or concurrently with perhaps moving, you're going to be looking for a new job. The living circumstances will go smoothly. The work environment or the job change won't go as smoothly.
And the message I'm getting, Michael, is that Nikki is going to get her work settled before you get yours, and it could frustrate you, so don't let that happen. Just know that it might take you maybe 2 weeks longer to get settled than it will her when you're out in California.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Joyce.
Thanks for calling. Always good to hear.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Chiron, we are really going into this. Actually, it's the next few weeks because we have the Mars-Saturn conjunction, and then we have the eclipse on September 1st in Pisces.
Elizabeth, you know that at the beginning of the year, this election was set in place with Uranus affecting Pluto, squaring Pluto, on its final swipe, and that's been in play for a couple of years. But with the presidential election, that's certainly the Uranus, the planet of change, the planet of revolution, Pluto transformation. We were in store for one bizarre election, and I think that you will agree with me that that is what is playing out. At the same time, and coming to the forefront right now, is the Saturn-Neptune square. Now that Saturn is direct, it's about to be exact square with Neptune right now, and within the next week, transiting Mars will come up to conjunct that Saturn, joining the square, and the solar eclipse at the beginning of September will affect all of those. So we're looking at one interesting ride. A lot of drama could be happening across the world. There will be some violent situations, some unfortunate or disturbing circumstances happen in the presidential election. I'm getting that there are charges made back and forth against the candidates. We're starting to see that now. It is only going to get hotter and heavier.
I know, because I'm getting that there's hidden matters that will have explosive effects that are coming out to the truth. The truth is coming out. In fact, I picked our meditation tonight is about facing the truth. I also am feeling trouble with Turkey, lots of trouble with Turkey, and that we are going to have hurricanes and earthquakes. And, you know, we could have that earthquake or a serious earthquake in California.
Especially with the solar eclipse, that's all possible. And then that is followed by another eclipse, a lunar eclipse. Whenever there is a solar eclipse, you look for the transiting pattern of the shadow across the face of the Earth. And somewhere along that line is usually where there is a natural disaster of some kind. So that's quite likely. I'm going to go out on a limb, because I've looked at the astrology of both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and where earlier I did not want to say anything, at this point I am going to predict that Hillary Clinton will take the election. The polls really reaffirm that, but it's going to be an interesting ride because over the next several weeks, Trump will take a few hits, and the first debate, on the 26th, will be dramatic. With that day, the moon conjuncting Mars and Mercury squaring Uranus.
That is September, correct?
That is September 26th.
Correct.
And those are the aspects in play, and it dramatically affects Trump's chart. So I would imagine that the first debate he does not do well, and you will see temper tantrums for 3 days.
And there's something else. There's something coming out about Pence. I don't know what, but there is something that has been well hidden that is going to come forward. And he's also going to debate, is he not?
I think that the vice presidential debate is one debate where the presidential debate is three. But Mike Pence has some very tension-filled aspects himself. He has Saturn in opposition to his son, and he has Pluto in conjuncting his son, and that is in play to the end of the year.
Well, something is coming out that's been in darkness. That's what I know about Pence.
Well, you know, when we make predictions, astrologers, especially for something like this, we just don't look at the presidential chart. We will look at other charts. So we wait to see who the vice presidents are, because a positive chart for the vice president on election day or leading up to inauguration indicates one thing in a positive direction, or the reverse. Also, we look at the kids. And I looked at Ivanka's chart, and that's not looking good either. She looks rather depressed. And specifically for Trump, his progressed moon is going to be sitting on his Saturn. So that does not look good for an election, and it really doesn't look good for him, I would say, until 2017.
You know, on another note, there was also a, there's going to be also a problem with oil. And I think there's going to be a war over oil, and I think the prices are going to skyrocket again.
You know that oil is ruled by Neptune, and with Saturn squaring it, that's very, very likely.
And also, there's something going on with the fracking in the Dakotas, and there's going to be either an explosion or an upset or a shutting down of the work in some way.
Ah, interesting. That could be that.
This is my psychic stuff. I don't do astrology. I do universe.
Okay.
So,
do you have any questions for me on the election, now that we're talking about it?
Well, I agree with you. I do think Hillary will be elected. I think there's a lot of reasons why, and I did a nice blog on BBS Radio concerning why. And I do think that we are in for these upsets. I don't think they're going to come on the day of the action, Chiron. I don't think they're going to come necessarily on August 23rd and September 1st. I think it's going to take time for the energy to move. Don't you agree? Can you explain that?
Yes, it does, because some of the outer planets are very slow moving, and they go into what we call retrogradation, where from Earth it appears as though the planet is moving backwards, and it really isn't. It's optical illusion, but astrologically the interpretation is kind of like a play in three acts, the first act, the second act, the third act. So that can extend over a period of time, and yes, that is in play, especially with Saturn and Neptune. I will also just interject that I think as a result of the election over the next several years, you're going to see a lot of hits being taken by the media. There will be a lot of bias against the media and a lot of issues finding fault with the media, because Uranus, transiting Uranus, is square that dramatic moon Pluto in the USA chart, and that's in play for 3 years.
You know, that's funny that you said that, because last week I predicted that.
Interesting.
I predicted that the media was going to get shut down and would be totally different than the way we know it now. Now, that's not going against the First Amendment, you guys out there. It's just that it needs to change, because it has been unfairly biased. And we have to get back to telling the news straight without emotion. Isn't that true, Chiron?
There's too much opinion.
Right.
And not enough straight journalism. The old-fashioned Walter Cronkite approach to journalism will be refocused. Everything that everyone learns when they go through journalism school is important, and opinions will be a little bit less to the forefront.
And I can give you an example of how that works. Supposing two people are reporting on Hillary Clinton's lecture or that she spoke somewhere, and one person's going to say Hillary Clinton spoke and these were the points of her speech, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the other one's going to say Hillary Clinton spoke and she wore a collar that was really obnoxious and it sounded to me like she was being a little trite. Now that is not supposed to be in a newscast, but it is.
I think that the way the media approaches things like an election and offering opinions will go under the microscope, and you'll see that happening over the next couple of years.
That's wonderful, because I think that's going to make the world a better place, too, because we can't keep putting all that anger out. There's so much anger, and there's so much chaos, and I do think that we'll have more terrorism, Robert.
Yes. With Uranus moving off, it'll ebb, but not quite immediately. And with that Saturn-Neptune square, that is really going to produce some drama up until the end of the year.
You know, there's a major there's a major change, because in March we had the spring equinox at 29 degrees Pisces. Do you remember that?
Yeah, okay.
And isn't something else coming in at 29 degrees?
That's where the eclipse is.
Virgo or Pisces?
Let's see. I'll just look at my ephemeris just to make sure I'm giving you the correct information.
I thought it was.
No, the solar eclipse is at 9 Virgo.
Yes.
And the lunar is at 16. So 24 is the new moon in September.
Right, but the 29 degree that we had in, I think it was 29 degrees Aries, at the spring equinox, that did something. That's always finalizing, putting an end to something. And it's a six-month process. So all I'm saying is that these new aspects that we're having now, the 15 degrees with the Mars and Saturn and the 9 degrees, are triggering it. But there might be something around New Year's Day that really does harmonize with that other.
I predicted that Hillary will be elected. And her astrology looks quite nice until January, and not the inauguration, but a couple of weeks in front of the inauguration,
right.
There is a lot of Saturn aspects happening for her. So there's something happening, whether it's with her personally, it could be, I hate to say this, her health, because that's been an issue of rumor, but it's more sudden. It's not something that's been in play, I think, but it could also be the cooperation that isn't forthcoming between branches of government as she gets ready to start her administration. In other words, a lot of her nominations will face strong opposition.
I also think that there's something coming between Obama and world events and Hillary before she gets sworn in. And when she does get sworn in, she's going to know that she is facing. She's going to have election, an indicator of what she's going to have to be handling the day she goes in. And it won't be a smooth ride. It'll be a very challenging ride because of world events.
Okay. Well, so you're usually right, so I will take that to the bank.
That's what they say. Anyway, it's been wonderful having you on tonight, and we will have you on again in September. I believe it's going to be September around the 18th, and I'll let everybody know, and we can answer some more questions. In the meantime, please give out your website and how we can reach you.
Yes, it is www.astrologicalperceptions.com. It's quite a few pages of information, so you're welcome to look at it. I have a blog up with a couple of interesting articles, and it lays out the various types of consultations I offer. So you're more than welcome to get in contact with me through the website. And I thank you, Elizabeth, for having me on this evening, and I wish you a wonderful rest of August, of the remainder of the summer.
Well, thank you very much. Same to you. Be safe and be careful.
Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight has been a wonderful evening. I've enjoyed it. Next week, we are also going to be taking call-ins and questions with Frank St. James, the psychic detective. He is well-loved throughout the country, and it will be wonderful having him on. Now, it's time to get ready for our meditation. And the meditation tonight is opening up to the truth. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and please contact me at my website, new-visions.com, if you'd like to book an appointment or ask questions. Nice to have you here, and thank you for listening. Good night.
And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. And remember, the truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is, and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for a certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, "I know that. I was going to write that." We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies, there are other planets with life such as ours, other universal beings, and once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through 3 stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time, it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt, or the Eiffel Tower, for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside. Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner being, that vital part of you. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.